though a new proprietor could be pending, it's still one landlord for eternity, Alex Rodriguez.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Oh, that's going to be tough to replace.
I know. We can't get rid of the laugh. That has to be part of it.
So tooly. Let's open with now former broadcaster Brent Musburger. Never that big a fan of his during his heyday in the 80s. Me and my guys had a running joke because Brent would hit you with, it's third and three, 24 seconds left, two-point game. This is a big play. To which we would collectively respond, thanks, Brent. But his tweet, quote, yo, snowflakes, quit preaching. The violent world of Sam Huff sold NFL football to the masses. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders gave us a little sex with our violence. Deal with it. What? And a classic case of outsiders being very liberal with the brain, spines, neck, health, and future of the guys actually playing the game. Not to mention Brent's creepy remark about AJ McCarron's girlfriend. Dude, it's called evolution. Try it sometime. Lessons are learned. Outside of Alabama, it's still 2017. Join us anytime now, Brent. Next, the collective billionaire club known as NFL owners. Hit on it briefly yesterday, but the line of the day from the Jim Rome show opened my eyes. How the hell did Roger Goodell get a raise from $30 million to $40 million a year? What was his leverage? Was there another highly successful professional football league seeking his services? I get it's all about the money and PR and protecting the shield, or we'd never have seen Jerry Jones on a knee locking arms with players he considers property. And these guys are supposed to be the deal makers, the captains of industry, and they got played by a man I don't think anybody truly likes. The union hates him. The fans hate him because he's so inconsistent. See Brady versus Gronkowski. But I guess like most billionaire white guys in America, willing to whore themselves publicly to enjoy life behind gated communities and aboard private jets. And by the way, we mentioned for the first time we're seriously considering putting LeVar Ball as our a new proprietor. But for now, how about Saints coach Sean Payton? Yo, it's December. Your team's 9-3. You were down a field goal last night with a chance to put the Falcons away as far as a chance to win the NFC South. You got Drew Brees as your quarterback. Chances were kind of slim. There was a minute and a half left in Atlanta ball. But on first down, you're so out of control over the refs, despite the fact your team refused to accept the gift the Falcons were trying to hand you all night. You come running on the field, forcing a game-clinching 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on you. You'd expect a little more control from a franchise once suspended a year for bounties. Finally, let's throw out sometime NBA player Derrick Rose. 29 years old. Dude has earned $120 million in the association. Hurt his ankle a month ago. Then after a couple of weeks, he left. He disappeared. We had a better gauge on where to find Jimmy Hoffa. Then he shows back up in Cleveland this past Monday with, sorry. You know, historically, you've got guys like Michael Ray Richardson, Dwight Gooden, Barrett Robbins, Steve Howe, who when they disappeared, turned out they were on alcohol or coke benders, or they suffered some serious mental breakdown. But to just come back with sorry? And you still have your job? That's unbelievable. And to actual working class folk like us, kind of unacceptable.
And by the way, Derrick Rose, basically the only reason he came back is because he was still owed a bunch of money for his Adidas contract. So like he has like a 1 year deal with Cleveland that doesn't pay him that much, but $80 million from Adidas.
Somebody grabbed him and said, just go back.
Dude, all you gotta do is like play on the bench, whatever. Be on the roster.
You know, hire somebody to hurt you. But I'm going to go with the collective billionaire club known as NFL owners. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Should you lead with Arthur Blank because he's like their chairman or spokesperson or whatever the heck it is?
With
Arthur Blank?
I don't trust any of them.
Okay.
At this point, wealthy billionaire white guys just make me nervous. All right.